Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1709, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. George Epps testified in affidavit in substance as follows. I am the George W. Epps who swore on the trial of the state of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank. On April 26, 1913, I lived with my father and mother at 246 Fox Street, City of Atlanta, and I knew Mary Fagan well. I had known Mary about a year before she died. I rode on the car with her on April 26th. We reached the corner of Marietta and Forsyth Streets about 12 o'clock. Mary got off the car at this place and went on down toward the National Pencil Company's place of Bussy Ness. As we were coming into town on the car, Mary talked to me, told me she was going down to the National Pencil Company to get her pay. She also told me that Mr. Frank had been trying to flirt with her and that she was afraid of him. The evidence that I gave on the trial was the truth and nothing but the truth, and I here and now say again that what I swore on the trial is the truth. Soon after the case was ended, a man came to me who said his name was Terry. I will describe that man as best I can. He was a short, skinny, low man, and always wore a sour grin on his face. He told me when he first met me that he wanted me to take a message for him to Capitol Square and Washington Street. I took the message. It was to somebody by the name of Smith. I was never able to find this man Smith. I found a place where somebody by the name of Smith lived, but I never could find Smith. The next morning I reported back to Terry, or the man who called himself Terry, that I could not find his man Smith. Terry was in front of the Aragon Hotel and stopped me as I went along up the street and wanted me to take another message for him. This time the message was to Mr. Smith again, over at the same place. I took this message, which was a note, but I couldn't find his man again. I then reported back to Terry that I could not find Smith again. This time I reported to Terry at the same place in front of the Aragon. When I reported back this last time, this man who called himself Terry asked me if I did not want to travel with him. He said he had a show company and wanted me to travel with him, and that I could get $10 a week and expenses, that I would have a good time. He said he was going to take some girls along with them. He asked me would I go. I told him I would see about it.